This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
How's morale today? We're down a couple of Danettes. Seaton out. Wait, why are you applauding, Paulie?
How's morale? We're good.
Yeah. What, Todd?
No, I think he's just getting pumped up. Let's do it.
Okay.
Extra effort for all of us. Let's go.
Marvin's not here. Seton's not here. We took Mario out of the back room, so he's going to sit, not say anything, but he's going to sit in where Marvin does. And the back room guys, we're down a couple of back room guys. This is the late push. This is where you win most valuable, least valuable Danette, also most valuable BRG. This is where it's won and lost right here. This is playoff time right now. Yes, Paul.
There's a lot of dangers. It's a double-edged sword. Like, let's say we didn't have a good show today, then it's Fritzy and I didn't step up, and you become more valuable in your asset and your absence, right? So, like, remember years ago, I think the Flying Illini lost Kendall Gill, and then they tanked when they needed him back. That's an old reference, but
wow,
you know, Seton and Marvin may benefit from today.
Mm. We're betting on ourselves right now.
Are you?
I think we are.
Are we?
We have to. We have no choice at this point.
Yeah. Okay. You're Aaron Judge. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what it is.
Okay. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Last day to guarantee shipping for your orders, danpatrick.com, December 15th. So make sure you get it done by then, okay? Just so we know that it'll get there and then there's no heartache, you know, when you Christmas morning and there's tears because you didn't get your calendar or whatever you ordered. So 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. You can download the app, watch for free. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America carrying this program. Patriots handle the Cardinals. Kyler Murray hurt on the first drive, and the early indications are there's a tear in the knee, the ACL, probably done for the rest of the year. Not confirmed there. The Cowboys have added a wide receiver, but it wasn't OBJ. It was somebody else with initials, T.Y. Hilton. The Buffalo Bills have signed Cole Beasley. You start to wonder about OBJ, and then there's this quote from Jonathan Jones, CBS NFL insider. OBJ says, "I don't see the point in playing in the regular season." He said that on a podcast. That's not going well around the league. That is from Jonathan Jones on OBJ. And then you start to wonder about this. This is why I said this a couple of weeks ago. Is anybody asking when he's going to play? And then he sent out the crying emoji, and I'm an outsider, and that's why I'm not an insider, whatever he said. I don't know if those are now real tears that he's crying, not laughing at me. But once again, I'll say the same thing to you, OBJ. You're welcome to come on the program and talk about this. Since I'm an outsider, I'd love to learn what's going on the inside here. Are you going to play football this year? And what he wanted was a two-year contract. He wanted to get something that was around $18 to $20 million, from what I'm told. and that probably was going to wait until the postseason. That's when he was going to be healthy enough. Now, maybe he's coming back at, you know, the next couple of weeks. But if you're the Cowboys or the Bills or the Giants, do you want to take a chance on that and give him that kind of contract? If you're OBJ, do you want to come back in, you know, sort of finite amount of time, try to prove yourself, and you're going to get a long-term contract? I don't know how much bargaining power you have right now. And, you know, are the Cowboys still interested, the Giants or the Buffalo Bills? I guess, but if I'm the Cowboys, and I applaud Jerry Jones because I think he did the right thing. It's not, hey, we got to have him. Let's go sign him. He said, let me see you work out. Now you bring in T.Y. Hilton. I didn't know that he wasn't playing for anybody, but he was, I think, on the Colts roster, and now you pick him up. That's a veteran guy. Maybe he can help you. Tim Kalishaw covers the Cowboys. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership will stop by as well. Yes, Paul?
Dan, quickly, would you guys like to play the what does T.Y. in the T.Y. Hilton stand for? Mm. We played this game 9 years ago when he went to the league, so no hints. Anyone, what does T.Y. in T.Y. Hilton stand for?
Thank you for picking me up.
Today it goes for that. But yes. What do you think T.Y.?
T.Y.
I'm going to go Theodore Yeoman Hilton.
Theodore Yeoman?
That's his actual name.
Solid guess.
All right.
Dan? Terrence Yards After Catch Hilton?
Okay.
No,
that's not it.
That's
okay.
My guess.
Okay. the Y part of it is interesting.
And it is T period Y period. So it's initials. Or is it?
Does it stand for anything?
It's Eugene Marquis Hilton. I have no idea what T.Y. stands for. We actually had him on, and he told us, and I still don't remember.
Okay.
But T.Y. stands for nothing.
Right.
It appears to be a
nickname. This program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We got a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. I think there'll probably be a referendum on artificial turf, the turf that Arizona plays under last night. I mean, grass, it comes down to, I mean, that was a non-contact injury for Kyler Murray. There are certain turfs that are great to play on. There are certain turfs that aren't. I go back to, you know, Philadelphia had some of the worst artificial turf I've ever been on. I couldn't imagine. It hurt walking on it, let alone being tackled on it. But with what happened with Kyler Murray, non-contact, those things happen. I mean, go back to Odell Beckham in the Super Bowl. That was non-contact. Certain things happen, certain situations, and it's a fluke injury there. I wonder what this does. You know, now Kyler Murray's done for the year, it looks like. Not confirmed. But does Cliff Kingsbury get a hall pass? Even though he lost him late in the season, they weren't going to make the playoffs. But it still feels like the seat's got to be a little bit warm there, even though everybody got contract extensions in the offseason. What's the poll question we're thinking about going with today?
We got a few possibilities. One is, should, or you might say, will Kyler Murray's injury affect Lamar Jackson's contract status? Yes or no?
Okay. It shouldn't. But I think I've been on record for the last 2 years. Something is up there with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Now, you can say, well, he doesn't have an agent. It's his mom. What was he waiting for? Once Deshaun Watson signed his deal, that's when I thought, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I say, I want that deal. That's what I want. But this is it. I think the Ravens will franchise him. I would, because, you know, he was an MVP a couple of years ago. Can he stay healthy? You know, how long do those quarterbacks last? 8 years? 9 years? Look at Cam Newton. Cam's still younger than, I think, 4 starters in the NFL. But, you know, if you're going to pass on $200 million, you're Lamar Jackson, I don't know if I'm the Ravens, I don't know if I go, you know what? You didn't want $200 million. We're going to give you $230 million. I just don't see it happening. But I don't know if they're related. Even though they're similar quarterbacks, I don't know if they're related. But I've felt, though, for the last 2 years, It didn't feel like the Ravens were all in, or something was not synced up there. Yeah, Paulie.
Lamar Jackson this year, his stats are similar to last year. Last year was his worst season, 16 touchdowns, 13 picks. This year, 17 touchdowns, 7 picks. Of course, he's running the ball well. Do you think that the Ravens are going to be extra cautious when they see what happened with Kyler Murray's deal or Russell Wilson's deal? And say, because once you lock this down, that's a minimum 4-year commitment for Lamar Jackson. And running quarterbacks going into the 30s, I don't know if that's what people sign up for.
Yeah, I don't want to sign up long term for that. I just don't. Even Kyler, and you went early on that contract for him. I understand you go early for Mahomes and Josh Allen. Kyler Murray hadn't proved anything to me. Lamar Jackson has, but he still makes me nervous. I mean, Cam Newton is 32 years of age. He's not in football any longer. That style does take its toll on you, but I don't put in Russell Wilson's contract into this equation. I mean, that was just give credit to Seattle. They made a great deal. And did you see where we might have some fiscal sanity with a quarterback and his agent, with Geno Smith? Because if I'm Seattle, I say to Geno, we're going to give you $25 million a year. We're going to give you a 2-year deal, 25. I mean, let's say they give him 30. I don't know. But I saw where the number was a little over $20 million. And that we're going to give this to you, reward you, but we're going to take a quarterback with that high draft pick that we're getting. And I said all along that if you get quarterbacks who understand, or their agents go, here's a soft landing for both, and my guy can stay as the starting quarterback there. That, to me, makes the most sense. Instead of if Geno Smith goes, hey, look at the year I put in. I want $40 million. Well, I'm not paying you $40 million. But if I pay you $25 and I give you $50 million guaranteed contract, 2 years, you signing up for that? I hope he does. Yeah, Paul.
You can find articles in August where Seattle's being questioned. What are they doing as a franchise? What's Pete Carroll doing? You go into the season with Geno Smith and Drew Lock at quarterback. No one bought into either of these two guys. Now they're in a position where Geno Smith may be the answer-ish, you know?
Yeah.
And they can get him at a bargain. Or right now they have Denver's pick of the draft, which is the number 2 pick of the draft. Yeah. At worst, right now, they would have the second quarterback off the board.
Do you want to have a high draft pick this year for this year's quarterbacks or next year's quarterbacks?
It's always next year.
It always is next year.
That's the McLovin thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, we love the quarterbacks that are available next year, not the ones this year. It's official. We had gotten word that Mike Leach was not doing well, Mississippi State's head coach. He has died after being hospitalized, a massive heart attack. And he had been on the program many times, going back to Texas Tech, always a character and a offensive genius. You know, on the short list of college coaches, you know, I can go back. June Jones is up there. Who was Mouse?
Mouse Davis.
Mouse Davis was up there. There are certain coaches that NFL coaches would come and see them. That's how brilliant they were. And Mike Leach was one of those. You know, there's a few of these college coaches that you look back in history, and history should be very kind to Mike Leach for his ability to throw the football. And, you know, Mouse Davis and June Jones, you know, these are guys that created something unique in college football. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you know, he really got his name at Texas Tech. He took over Texas Tech in 2000, Mike Leach, and they peaked. They kind of really hit their stride. In 2008, he was 11-2. They made the Cotton Bowl. But I think yesterday was the anniversary of that game versus Texas, where Texas, they knocked off Texas, and they had the pass to Michael Crabtree.
It was called Six.
We had him on the next day, and you asked him, what's a play call? He goes, Six. He goes, and you said, why? He goes, it's designed to score a touchdown. He was designed to get six.
Crabtree? Yes, Fritzy.
And so refreshing to see someone just being themselves. They're not trying to be anyone. You know, he's unique, eccentric, a little odd and off, and just kind of a every man's kind of guy. How do you not root for someone like that?
Yeah, he was a character. Very creative. He was a little eccentric, but Mike Leach has passed away at the age of 61. We'll come back. The Patriots' defense is Super Bowl caliber. The offense isn't. Debo, good news on him. And we'll come up with a poll question as well. We're just getting started. We'll hear from Mac Jones coming up in a little bit. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? That's the latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Play of the day coming up. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You know, the Patriots take the ball away. They're not very good on offense, but since 2019, the Patriots have 75 takeaways, 11 defensive touchdowns. That's tops in the NFL over that span for both takeaways and defensive touchdowns. And, you know, the DeAndre Hopkins fumble changed everything last night. Running with the ball out, the Mannings were talking about. You'd get yelled at if you didn't fumble and you're holding the ball out like that. But scoop and score, and the Patriots handled the Cardinals here. Here's Mac Jones on the victory.
Those guys stepped up, and obviously with Damian out, they had to step up. And the thing I told them was, for Kevin, you know, it's just like SEC football. So go out there and do your thing. And you've played against really good teams, and that's what it is.
You know, he's animated, and I do like seeing that because I think when we first saw him, it felt like you would just kind of plug him in and he was robotic. But he does care, and I can't imagine. Troy Aikman talked about this last night. Troy goes, hey, I can't play safety, so why would you have a defensive coordinator become your offensive coordinator? He said, doesn't make sense. You don't see the game the same way. And he's right. And I thought, okay, just throw anybody in there. Belichick is going to be able to be the offensive coordinator, but you take Matt Patricia, defensive-minded guy, and all of a sudden you put him in as offensive coordinator. This is already, an inept offense, Matt Patricia doesn't elevate that. It's not like you go, man, that's a brilliant offensive mind. Because when you have that, then you could make chicken salad out of, or make, you know, lemonade out of lemons. And I watch that, you know, New England offense, and it's just benign. There's nothing exciting about it. And he is, you know, get the plays into me. You know, let me throw the ball. Let me do something here. Let me try. They're just not a good offense. And they've gotten worse this year with Matt Patricia. Yeah, Paul.
Matt Patricia's job is to keep people from scoring. So technically, he's doing his job.
Yeah.
He's just keeping his own team.
Keeping his team from scoring.
They were ranked sixth in the league in scoring last year, the Patriots offense. This year, they're down to 18th.
Yeah. Poll question. What are we going to go with, Todd?
We are going to go with, will Kyler Murray's injury, as opposed to should, affect Lamar Jackson's contract status, yes or no?
Okay. I guess running quarterbacks. What are you going to do with Tua? What's going to happen with his contract here? I'd be curious about that. Plus, you know, I'm looking at the remaining games that Tua has. He's at the Patriots. He's at the Bills. He's got the Jets. And I'm trying to think the other game that they have. But you're going to, okay, you're going to play in the elements in Buffalo. You know New England's defense is really good. And, you know, the Jets' defense can be pretty good as well. They host the Packers. That's Christmas Day. So that might be one of those, oh, get a little bit of a breather. We're going to go against, the Packers. They host the Jets, I think, at the end of the regular season. But I'm just curious what happens with Tua now, because these are two bad games, and now you play Buffalo on Saturday night? That's spicy. Yeah, Paul?
But if you look at Tua's situation, you know, they want to get this contract done as fast as they can. They don't want to wait for year four, because what if he does a downturn next year? That's what Kyler Murray's situation was. Remember before the season? We got to sign him, and the Cardinals wanted to punt it to after the season. Imagine what shape they'd be financially if they had punted it to the end of the season.
Yeah. They wouldn't be bringing Kyler Murray back. If they did, they'd just bring him back for 1 year and then see, show me what, you know, go bet on yourself. Yes, Todd.
And are they definitely going to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Pack on Christmas? That's, to me, I could see the Green Bay winning that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious what the spread would be on that. I don't think there would be a major spread for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know. You could maybe see if you could find out, Todd.
I think the ego of Aaron Rodgers alone on Christmas Day with everybody watching, he'll find a way to maybe sneak a win in there.
Oh, so that'll be it just because it's Christmas Day.
The motivation of winning on Christmas.
Motivation.
Everyone's home watching together, the family.
All right. All right, so that's the poll question. I didn't see that one coming today. Will Kyler Murray's injury affect Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations? I would say no. I think the Ravens already know sort of what they're going to do with Lamar Jackson or what they're not going to do, whether Kyler Murray got hurt or not. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, the Christmas Eve, Christmas football situation is unbelievable. You have I think you have 9 games on Christmas Eve, just almost a full slate. You basically have football from 1 p.m. Eastern till midnight on Christmas Eve. Fantastic.
All right.
And then on Christmas Day, you have Packers at Dolphins, 1 p.m., 4:30, Broncos at Rams. Can we flex out?
I don't think so.
Hopefully Baker Mayfield makes it interesting. And then, because who would be starting for the Broncos? TJ Simons, whatever his name
is. That'll be Brett Rippin.
Whatever. Ugh. And then your Buccaneers at Cardinals, the late night Christmas night game.
Well, Russ will be back by then, though, won't he? He's not going to play this game, I don't think. But he'd be back the following week. At least that was preliminary reports there. All right, some phone calls here. Let's see. Andrew in Washington leads us off. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, and good morning just to Paulie and Fritzy and Dan. Mario, thanks for doing the board. Hey, my condolences out to the Leach family. He actually coached out here in Washington State for a little while with the Cougs and got them their first bowl win in 2015 since 2003. So he kind of brought them back from Drew Bledsoe and prominent, got the Cougs back. But that's too sad to hear about that. Dan, I did have a question and a quick stat of the day. My question is, if the Eagles are locked for the playoffs, can Jalen Hurts win the MVP even if he sits out a couple of games? And then my stat of the day is just that, Luka Doncic last night, 38-11. That's his 37th 35-point double-double, which ties the franchise record for the Mavericks with Dirk Nowitzki. Guys, thanks for toughing it out. Have a great day.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. Yeah, we're down a couple of Danettes. Marvin out and Seton out. But Mario, we brought him from the back room, and he's sitting there filling in for Marvin running all the equipment here today. Yeah, Paul.
I got the preseason MVP odds. Where do you think Jalen Hurts was on September 1st before any games were played?
Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10 is correct. You got the usuals, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Brady, Rodgers, Burrow, Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, who we didn't know was going to play.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts was 12th on the list at plus 3,000.
I think he would have to play the rest of the regular season. If they have the best record in football, then I think he's going to win the MVP. It's just, if he doesn't play a couple of games and Mahomes does play and Mahomes has a couple of those unbelievable highlight games, that could sway the voters here. But I think what Jalen Hurts has done, these aren't magnanimous numbers. And I think he's got, what, 20 touchdown passes, 10 rushing touchdowns. But I think the story is interesting with Jalen Hurts because last year, all right, the Eagles made the playoffs, but we looked at Jalen Hurts and go, he could be holding them back. He didn't look good against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And then this year, you know, I pointed this out that, you know, the conversation was, if Jalen Hurts doesn't work out, they got two first-round draft picks to use on a quarterback. I mean, that's how tenuous this was. And he's answered every question that you've had for him this year. Hasn't turned the ball over, and they got the best record. You know, help getting A.J. Brown certainly helped out a lot here. But you know what? The Eagles supported their quarterback, and I give them credit for going out and making that move. Yeah, Paul.
Eagles had the Bears this weekend, assuming they take care of that. They would have the Cowboys on national TV in 2 weeks. If they beat the Cowboys, they're in the clear.
But that's where you win the MVP.
Right. And then those last two games for the Eagles are host the Saints, host the Giants. Those might be unnecessary, even for home field advantage.
Yeah. If you lock down home field advantage, you have the best record, you beat the Cowboys in a standalone game, then I think Jalen Hurts is going to win the MVP. Ron in California. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I want to thank you for taking my call again. I'm third-time caller. I did convince Tyler to let me talk about a best, and it's not a best of the weekend because I know it's Tuesday. It's a best part of life. And what I mean by that is years ago, I read Those Guys Have All the Fun, that expose about the mothership. And in it, you, sir, are described as a welcoming person, a true friend, a real mentor. I just want to thank you for living up to the expectations that we, your audience, have of our heroes. So just thank you for that, Dan, for being a true human being.
Well, thank you, Ron. I was taught at an early age. You know, I grew up in a big family, and my parents taught me well. Help somebody. And it's not all about you. It's weird to have a show, and it's named after you, but that's why I love having the Danettes. I love sharing. That's why we take phone calls. I like sharing all of this. When we win, we all win. And, you know, we go through tough times. We all go through that together and even with the audience. And when you share your stories, that's what's great. I view this as a large family, an extremely large family. But, you know, we go through it together. And there are times when you get mad at me or might not agree with me, but that's okay. It's no different from my brothers or sisters. We don't block phone calls. I trust who's listening to this, that you understand the show, you appreciate the show, even if you have a discrepancy, a problem with something. That's okay. We've discussed those things, and we don't run from those things. But, you know, it's a reflection. I always feel like the show, you'll hear that and see that with your audience. And the love that's given back, the respect that's given back, is immeasurable. I mean, it has me doing this, keeps me going every single day. And as I tell the Danettes, every day is the Super Bowl, and that's how you have to approach this. Even though we're down two Danettes, guys got to step up. Guys in the back, step up. You know, guys doing a couple of jobs. But this is about having fun. It's like when I would say, oh my God, I got to work second shift at SportsCenter. people are like, wait, are you complaining? And then I realized, no, you can't complain. Nobody wants to hear you complain. You're doing SportsCenter. And yes, I was doing second shift, didn't see my family during the week, but I was still doing, I had a great job. Same thing with this. You know, I've been battling the flu. Now I'm going on 3 weeks here, but I get to go to work every day. And it's, you know, it's our way of saying thank you for giving us an opportunity, a great life here. Brandon in Virginia. Hi, Brandon.
Good day, Dan Patrick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Every day I wake up as a Cardinals fan, and since they're still employed as a head coach, makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Our offensive line last night looked like a wet piece of paper. I think Fritzy could have had 5 sacks if he put him in the field last night. It's just ridiculous. My question to you is, do you think a head coach change will be coming? Sean Payton was rumored earlier on in the season to be the next head coach because he was a ball boy for Michael Bidwell Sr. He's got interest in coming there. So do you think a head coach change is coming soon, and do you think he might be a possibility?
Well, here's the thing. I'd have to know what Sean Payton thinks of Kyler Murray, because any coaching move you make where you get to dictate where you want to go, first thing you want to know is my quarterback. I can't imagine that Sean Payton would want to take that job with Kyler Murray. Cliff Kingsbury just got a contract extension. 5 years. This isn't like college. You know, college, they'll go, hey, the boosters, hey, we want to make a coaching change. You guys want to pony up the money and pay for this? You don't have boosters in the NFL. You can't go to your local Chevy dealer and go, Jimmy Lipper, you want to pony up $40 million? We get rid of our coach. In college, you can do that. In the NFL, the owner has to eat it. And I can't imagine that happening. It's like Texas A&M, I guess, considered buying out Jimbo Fisher. And that was $90 million. I mean, how crazy is that? But that's where the boosters go, all right, hey, Tommy, you got to take one for the team. All right, I'll give you $90 million. Yeah, Paulie.
I always wish they'd televised those meetings, those booster meetings in the back room with the cigars and a bunch of guys with big belt buckles walking in saying, what do we got to bring in here?
Cowboy hats coming in here. Yeah. We sidle up to the bar.
I'll put in 3 large.
All right. Can I get $15 million? All right, I'll give you $15 million. Where are we now? We're up to $62 million. All right. I need 18 more million. We get a new coach. And then somebody ponies up. But I wouldn't assign Cliff Kingsbury to an extension, but I guess they wanted to attach him to Kyler Murray. And I think it's easy to take a victory lap around Kyler Murray's contract right now, but that's not fair to him. You know, at the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have done it. They put pressure on the Cardinals, and the Cardinals, I mean, if you put language in there basically saying, we need you to be a grown-up and study, I can't give you $230 million. You're 4-9. The Niners aren't going away. Seattle is going to reload. I don't know what's going to happen. The Rams probably going to continue to take a dive. But you always have to look at your division. Just start there. Everybody measured themselves against the Patriots in the AFC East because they knew if we can beat them, then we can beat anybody or we can play for a Super Bowl. If you're Arizona and you look around, what do you have? Not much. And compare that to Seattle. You're not better than Seattle. The Niners defense is the best in football. Maybe Brock Purdy is your future. So if you're Arizona and you're looking around, is it going to get much better than this? Maybe. Maybe you're a wild card team a couple of times. But they have famously folded in the second half of the last couple of seasons. Yeah, Paul.
There are so many rumors about the Rams offseason. Not reports, but rumors. There's a lot of speculation about McVay and Stafford. And McVay had the monster offer last year for the media. Yeah. I wonder if Sean McVay looks at it and says, okay, I don't want to get fired from the Rams. I would, if I have to leave here, let's say they had another bad year next year. That would be tough to have 2 bad years in a row. He gets the hall pass. But what if he says, okay, I'm very young. While I'm still a shiny object in the NFL, I'll take a $15 million 5-year contract with Amazon. And then the minute I get the big offer again 3 years from now, I just go back before he's damaged goods.
Well, I don't know what the Rams are going to look like, but they mortgaged their future to win a Super Bowl. You get a hall pass for a year or so. I don't know if Matthew Stafford plays again. And then what? Maybe you got your quarterback with Baker Mayfield. That would be a brilliant move on their part. But Cooper Kupp coming back from an injury, Jalen Ramsey hasn't played well. Aaron Donald's going to give you one more year. Bobby Wagner. I mean, you're flirting here with another sub 500 season. But that's where you go. Would you sell your soul for 1 year, knowing that the next 4 years? I always remember the Marlins, the Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins. They did it twice, and I said, "Hey, you did it. You went all in, and then you took the wrecking ball to your franchise." And I'm okay with that as long as I, a fan, knows what, the logic here is. Because a lot of time the fan goes, "I don't know what we're doing." Trust the process in Philadelphia. Okay, how about you lower the prices while we trust the process here? They never do that. Trust the process, but ticket price is going to stay the same. Oh, okay. Yeah, Paul.
The Florida Marlins started in 1993. In their first 27 years, they won two World Series and never made the playoffs in any other year. So they loaded. Remember they dumped a bunch of players in like 94?
Yeah.
And then they won that 97 World Series. They did it again. They were in last place, third place, fourth place. Then they won the World Series in 2003. Then they skipped the playoffs for 15 years.
Yes, Todd.
At the very least, how about making hot dogs or beers the price of the number of wins that you got at the end of one season into the next? So if you're a 3-14 team, it's $3 for a hot dog. You win 12 games, all right, well, the team's better. We're charging you $12 for a hot dog. I think that's something that they should consider.
Well, if they do that for beers, I'm okay with that. Because the worst case scenario, I got a $12 beer.
There's already $17 beers, and there's no 17 and no team.
Now, nobody's going undefeated, so no. I'm okay with that. How about a beer and a hot dog cost you whatever, the number of wins you have?
I think that's great. Hey, we're 5-12. All right, I'm going to get a nice deal over at the concession stand.
Let's take a break here. We've got our play of the day coming up next. This holiday season is festive and fun, but it's also stressful. Gift shopping, decorating, hosting, traveling takes its toll. Quality sleep, vital to your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Well, what are you getting at, Dan? Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support so it's the right bed for both of you. And lack of sleep may leave you more vulnerable to colds and illness. Stay your healthiest by prioritizing sleep. And being overly tired can affect your appetite, sleep, exercise. That can help you avoid overindulging on the treats. Now's the time. Sleep Number's holiday savings event. Save $1,000 on their most popular Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
He drops back. Pressure throws down low, caught by Hopkins, crossing near side. Ball's hunched loose. Got it! Picked up by the Patriots. Down the right side. Running into the end zone. Touchdown! New England! A scoop and score for Raekwon McMillan!
That's your play of the day. Play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive Supplements, supporting testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. Get started now. Use the code DAN, 20% off mdrivedan.com. That's code DAN, mdrivedan.com. Patriots, since 2019, have 11 defensive touchdowns, most in the NFL. There was a moment after Tom Brady and the Buccaneers got blown out in San Francisco where a rookie defensive player, was that Dre Greenlaw?
I think it was
Dre Greenlaw. And I always wondered if this had happened before with other players where you pick off a Hall of Famer and you go up and get him to autograph after the game, especially if the quarterback won the game and then you walk up to him and then you ask him to autograph the football. But I did wonder about that you have a rookie, you know, he said, hey, Tom's the GOAT. I got to get him to sign this. What if a quarterback went up to Darrelle Revis after throwing a touchdown pass on Darrelle Revis after the game and goes, hey, Darrelle, would you, or Deion Sanders, or some of these other great defensive backs, would they be willing to do that? And I thought it was pretty cool what Brady did, because you're in the moment, he's got his sharp, and he says, hey, would you sign this? And I wonder if it happens more often than we think. Yes, Ton.
It's also unique, I guess, because this is the GOAT. This is the greatest that most people recognize of all time. And I'm just surprised he had the guts to go over to him, knowing how fiery Brady can get when things aren't just right, that he found a moment that he felt comfortable enough to say, hey, can you sign this? Because this would be a great thing to have forever.
Okay, but what if you dunked on somebody? Let's say Trae Young dunked on LeBron after the game, had the basketball, and said, hey, would you autograph this? How do you think LeBron would do with that? I mean, I give Brady credit. Yes, he is the GOAT, but he's got 80 family members. He just played one of the worst games of his career. They've been humbled. He lost to a quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, and they were non-threatening. And he threw a couple of picks, and then all of a sudden you're going to bring that football over to him after? Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only one. A lot of players, they realize this is their one and only time to face Brady. Dre Greenlaw, the linebacker, walked over and goes, please, can you sign the ball? You're the greatest ever. It's an honor for us, for real. I've been watching you since I was 2 years old. And, I mean, he was total fan.
I'm sure Brady didn't like that. I've been watching. I get that sometimes. Hey, I watched you on SportsCenter since I was four.
But I think that's a compliment because you're still doing it. Yes. You're not out there sitting at an Applebee's bar. You know, Brady's still doing it. He's got kids who are 21 years old saying, I grew up watching you playing you in Madden.
Yes, Todd.
If someone admires me so much and they did something to me that's what you would think is embarrassing in a game and they have the guts to actually approach me, that alone, I would probably sign it for them. If I'm LeBron getting dunked on, wow, you think it's such a big deal that you had an opportunity to dunk on me in an NBA game and you want to share that with your great-grandchildren one day, whatever, you know what? And you had the guts to actually ask me that after the game, I'll do it.
I don't know. I don't know how many guys would. I can't imagine Peyton Manning saying yes to that. I just don't. Drew Brees in the moment? Aaron Rodgers in the moment? I just don't see that happening. I think Brady was so surprised. Hey, I got the Sharpie. Here's the football. Would you sign that? And Brady's like, and he might have thought, well, I'm probably on camera here. Let me sign this thing. Yeah, Paul.
Brady's caught heat in the past a couple years back when he would, after a loss, just run off the field and not shake hands.
Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and so that hasn't happened in a while. Brady now runs over, does the quarterback shake, and then stays on the field and soaks it in a little more. But that's one of those situations where you could have easily seen him turning and saying, I'm going to hit the locker room. This was not a good day.
Well, what will happen sometimes is you'll get one of the clubhouse guys who will take it over and give it to the clubhouse guy for the opposing team and say, hey, such and such wanted to know if Tom didn't want to, do this in front of other people. That could be a possibility. Yes, Todd?
I think years ago in sports, you couldn't get away with that or no one would even ask for something like that. But now they're all praying together and holding hands. They're exchanging jerseys and it's like a different world now. They're all, hugging and everything. So it doesn't seem quite as odd to ask the opponent to sign something for them, even if it's an embarrassing moment.
George in Iowa joins us. Hi, George. What's on your mind today?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, George.
Hey, 6 foot of BP 205, border BP. Hey, so Dan, I have one question for you, but this is a little bit off topic. Do you recall many, many years ago? I do not remember who your radio partner was, but you took a call from former Yankee Mickey Rivers.
Yes.
Do you recall what happened during that?
Yes, I do. That was Sean Salisbury was with me, and Mickey Rivers got a ticket. He was going through a toll booth, and you're not supposed to be on your phone, and the officer there at the toll booth was going to give him a ticket. And then he said, Mickey Rivers lied to the police officer and said, I'm talking to Mr. Steinbrenner, and he's on the radio with me, and Sean Salisbury lost it.
It was hilarious. Now, I remember that one, but the one I was thinking of was when you had Mickey on the line and you played a recording of the late, great Yogi Berra, and Mickey thought he was talking to Yogi Berra.
No, it was Bucky Dent.
Bucky Dent?
Yeah, Bucky Dent used Mickey Rivers' bat when he hit the home run to beat the Red Sox when he homered off, who was that, Mike Torres? And handed over the Green Monster. We played a clip of Bucky Dent, and Mickey started talking to Bucky Dent, who was on tape. He wasn't even on the radio. But thank you, George. Now, Mickey gave us a couple of those moments there. But when he's going through a toll booth, and you're not allowed to have your phone. Back then he's holding his phone. He's doing the interview with me, and he was talking so fast I could barely understand him. And then you hear the police officer at the toll booth saying, hey, you got to get off your phone. And he's still talking. And he's like, hey, you got to get off your phone. He goes, I'm talking to Mr. Steinbrenner. And he's talking to me. And he was trying to get out of a ticket. I don't know if he got ticketed for being on his phone. Oh, Mickey. Mickey B. Mickey. Yeah, Paulie.
And we were trying to figure out what Mickey was saying half the time. And right before you're wrapping him up, Sean Salisbury goes, hey, Mickey, real quick, do you have any Reggie Jackson stories?
Oh, my God.
And Mickey did like 6 minutes.
Because I couldn't understand Mickey. When he started talking, it speaks so fast. I thought, you know, I'd better get off this phone call because nobody is going to be able to translate this. And then Salisbury goes, hey, got any Reggie Jackson stories? And then Mickey goes, oh, you know, and he went off on that. Good times. Good times. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership will join us coming up. Tim Kalashaw covers the Cowboys. We'll stop by as well. Got a busy 2 hours coming up right here. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. It's getting to be that time of the year again. It's coming to an end. We got to start making plans for 2023. But don't wait until next year to take care of your health this year. M-Drive supplements, formulated specifically for men to support testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. M-Drive's not one of those companies that tries to make you feel bad about yourself, and then they promise to fix you. M-Drive's for motivated guys. You want to feel your best, have the energy to do the things that you love. There's no magic pill that makes you feel 20 again. But if you're driven to put in the time and the work, M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients can help you go the extra mile. Start that new hobby. Clean the garage. Get into the swing of things for 2023 now. M-Drive products, you'll find them in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Now's the time to get started. 20% off, more energy, strength, and drive. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.